Hi, this is Mitchell, the currently on hiatus Literate Loser of the Literate Loser podcast. And I have a little confession to make and didn't know who to talk to about it, so thought I would give this a try and pour my transgressions out here. I just came back from the Elvis Costello concert. He performed with the Hello Symphony Orchestra. It was wonderful. And I took my date home, and she lives in a place where there's no real guest parking. So I parked at a nearby 7-Eleven, went in the store and bought a bottle of water, and then walked her to her condo, which is one of these secured condos with a key entrance, and she lives up on the 12th floor. And as we were getting into the building, a guy in a wheelchair wheeled up to me and said he needed a little bit of help. And at first I thought he might need help getting into the building. I would be glad to help him do that. He said that he had just ridden his chair off a curb and broken the wheel, and he pointed to the broken wheel and said he needed $7 to get cab fare to go home in Kaimuki. And said it was about a $14 fare, and he had five on him. Well, I did some quick math and figured out that I could probably help this guy out, even though I knew that there was maybe a 97% chance that I was being scammed. I thought the 3% possibility that he really needed money to go home was worth $7 to me, and I had it on me. So rather than walk my date into her building and up to her condo, I gave her a quick hug and said, thank you for coming. I had a great time. I hope you had a great time. And it was one of those friend dates, not a real date, I don't think. But she said, in kind of a disappointed way, that she thought I was going to walk her upstairs. And I thought I was too, but at that moment, I don't know what came over me. I thought this person I've never met before needed me more than her, or possibly needed me more than her. So I saw her in through the front door, and then I turned around and walked the guy over to the 7-Eleven where I could get change because I didn't have small bills on me, and bought a newspaper and paid $20 and got the change and gave him $7. And driving home, I thought that was one of the rudest good nights I think I've ever given anybody. Just awful. Where were my social graces? Where was my charm? Where was my common sense? It all seemed to have blown away on the notes of an Elvis Costello song. Anyway, I have now confessed. I will go do penance now in the form of calling my friend and apologizing for being rude.